Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many ways that your grace, you send your grace to us to bring us health and healing and new life, for the way you bring it through music, the way you bring it through our relationships together, being here with friends, family. We pray that your grace would now continue to come to us through, as we reflect on your word, that we would hear what we need to hear for the coming week. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen. We have been celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ for 5 weeks now. And in each Sunday there has been a specific theme, sometimes obscured perhaps in the sermon. But first of all, that we should trust in God and that this would lead to understanding. Secondly, that resurrection unveiled God's new humanity, a transformed body that is physically and spiritually whole. That Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is alive and therefore with us to guide us, to guard us. And from that point on, we began to look toward the celebration of the Ascension, which is coming up. All suffering and grief will suddenly turn to joy one day. The Holy Spirit is going to be sent to unite human beings with God. And today's lectionary readings are meant to emphasize that it's not enough for us to simply hear these lessons. It is not enough for us to say we know them. We must choose to live them out in concrete ways. Today's scripture lessons are from the old lectionary. They were chosen long ago to conclude the Easter preaching. And they emphasize that we must live out what we hear and what we know about Easter by praying on the one hand, by being people characterized and defined by prayer, but balanced at the same time by people committed to personal holiness and charity. It is one thing to say that you know God loves you. It is another to let that affect how you pray. It is one thing to say that you know God loves you. It is another to let God's love increasingly soften your heart towards others. If all we do is listen and nothing changes in our lives, have we truly heard God speaking to us? Is it enough to know that Jesus is at the Father's side? Or do we have to pray ourselves? Is it enough to hear that the Father loves us? Or do we have to play our own part and approach God and find this out for ourselves? John's gospel lesson about the close and loving relationship with God that is open to us and to every Christian in prayer is included in the Easter celebration in order to underline that Jesus died and rose again so that we might enjoy that relationship. And so this is why James says, be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. And it's why Jesus in today's gospel lesson said, I'm not saying that I'm going to be the one praying for you, implying, as he had said earlier, that we are the ones who need to be praying. If you are connected to Jesus Christ, then your identity is rooted in God's love for you. But if you don't act on that identity, James again goes on to say that you are like a person who looks in a mirror, and the moment they walk away, they forget what they look like. Or we might create our own illustration. And we could imagine that there's a couple who go through a wedding ceremony, and once they have congratulated each other, they go their own separate ways. And they live apart. We could even say that perhaps they promise to see each other once every week for about an hour or so, or at least most weeks. But how long would we expect a marriage like that to last? Now, I know that there are some people here as well who, for a matter of survival, have chosen to live apart from their spouses, coming from other countries where there's no way for them to live. I know they are enduring, and we are praying with a number of them. They would be reunited. But apart from those sorts of dramatic situations, it isn't enough that the couple remember the vows that they made. It isn't enough that the couple could even say, "No, I know they love me." We know that couples have to live that out day in, day out. More work for some couples than others, perhaps. This reminds me of Paul's word in his letter to the Ephesians. "For this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife. The two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery," Paul writes. "But I am not talking about human beings. I am talking about Jesus Christ and his church. The intimacy of our relationship with God is why Jesus died. But it's not simply an individual or private matter. It is also a corporate responsibility. When Jesus spoke to his disciples, he said, 'If all of you ask anything in my name, God will give it to all of you.' The yous in the Gospels and the epistles are almost always plural, and it's hidden in English. Faith and prayer, then, are always imagined by the authors of the New Testament to be something that will be lived out in open, sincere, trusting relationships. That the church would not be a place that we would come to, but that day after day, the people of the church would be praying together. Which can be embarrassing and awkward. We are talking about emotional vulnerability and intimacy with God. And we are shy about being open about our love in front of one another. But this is why Jesus died and rose again, to give us this gift. There is still an individual onus on us, but it is more accurate to say that the responsibility is meant for the community as a whole. If prayer is something that you know you've never really started and you feel you ought to, where do you begin? At least once a day, just for starters, set aside 15 minutes. Begin with a word of thanks. Say what's on your mind. Just be yourself and honest. Ask for things that you feel you want. And then please wait in silence, trusting that God will speak to you. Conclude with the Lord's Prayer. If that's easy, do it twice a day. If that's easy, do it three times a day. There are prayer tools if you're like me and absent-minded and easily distracted. So my phone buzzes three times a day, and I open it, and there's an app that provides scripture and some prayer and guides me through that process. There's groups that send out emails every day with a scripture reading and a prayer and a reflection. Even better, every morning here at the church, Monday to Thursday at any rate, Monday to Friday, we're here, 7:15, praying together. Wednesday at 8, we're praying together. Wednesday at 12:15, we're praying together. And if there's a better time, let us know when that is. And if you haven't incorporated any of these practices of praying and then listening in a long period of silence or fasting, those are other steps that we can take to make the most of this gift that Christ has provided for us. An awareness of God's loving presence with us day after day. Now the lectionary also chose James is also chosen here to balance all of this talk of prayer with a call to live holy and pure lives and to care for the most vulnerable. All of these are practical and necessary. Prayer is a spiritual expression of God's love for us, and holiness and charity are a physical expression of God's love for us. Neither of them are superior, neither of those come first, but all of them ought to be the expression of what God has accomplished in us through Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, when we think about the legacy of this congregation, we cannot help but be struck by all the examples we have of what it means to live lives of prayer. We cannot help but be struck by all the examples we have of what it means to live a life of caring for the people around us. And when we look around us as well, right now, we see you putting pieces in place so that we might continue to be a people who pray together, who grow deeper in love with you, and who find ways to be a blessing to one another and to our community. We pray on our own that we would take whatever new steps we can in response to the leading of your Holy Spirit to grow deeper in relationship with you, that you would give us an opportunity to speak to someone who needs to hear these words as well in our lives. We pray that as a community as a whole, that we might continue to pray together, continue to serve and care for one another. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who modeled all of this perfectly in his life on earth. Amen.